Speaking from the Rose Garden today, President Obama announced his choices to lead the Joint Chiefs of Staff, nominating veteran Army General and current head of the Army, Martin Dempsey, to serve as chair, ultimately the president's top military advisor, and Navy Admiral James Winfield as vice chair.
Both of them have the respect and the trust of our troops on the front lines, our friends in Congress, and allies and partners abroad. And both of them have my full confidence. They both have something else. For the first time, the chairman and vice chairman will have the experience of leading combat operations in the years since 9/11.
President Obama also settled on General Ray Odierno, an Iraq War veteran as well, to replace Dempsey as Army Chief of Staff. The nominations have to be approved by the Senate, of course, but what do they mean? Tom Shanker is Pentagon and National Security Correspondent for The New York Times. Tom, you write his peers consider General Dempsey something of a pentathlete, and also that retired General Barry McCaffrey says Dempsey is the best combat division commander of the past decade. Tell us more.
Well, it's very interesting. I spent a lot of time embedded with General Dempsey's 1st Armored Division back in 2003 and 2004 in Iraq, and the president noted it as well today. General Dempsey's troops had finished their 12-month deployment when there was a Shiite uprising across the south of Iraq, even though thousands of troops were already gone, thousands of tanks were already shipped out. The general was able to recall the troops, recall his tanks, and he came up with a very complicated, very sophisticated counteroffensive against the Shiite militias. It was not only fierce attacks, Robin, but he put a lot of cash into the damaged neighborhoods. He did a lot of negotiations with political and religious leaders, and he really crafted a powerful media campaign, and it was one of really the first unexpected counterinsurgency efforts since 9/11 that General Dempsey created on the fly and very successfully, very complicated, using all of the tools of power available to him, not just those Abrams tanks.
And as to the pentathlete, you write he's not only versed in the art of combat, but he's also adept at marshaling the power of diplomacy, money, allied cooperation, and information. And we understand he's a no-drama candidate, which we know the Obama White House likes. We remember on the Central Command, he replaced Admiral Fallon, who was fired after making comments about then-President George Bush wanting to go to war with Iran. General Dempsey is, as I said, considered no-drama.
Well, it's very interesting. Of all of the generals to emerge from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, he's probably least known to the American public, but he's very well known across the military. He's very self-effacing. He's not self-aggrandizing. But you also cannot find a single officer or soldier who's ever worked with him who has a bad word about him. He's just one of those guys who commands respect and loyalty. And in fact, Robin, the only complaint I've heard about him being named chairman of the Joint Chiefs is from people in the Army who really regret him having served only 1 month as Army Chief of Staff, because he's a guy who knows how to fight the Army, but also knows how to rebuild it and train it. And they were looking forward to him helping the exhausted Army reset itself. Well, now that's his job across the entire military.
Along with the president's whole national security team, which he's been reshuffling, Leon Panetta, the CIA director, in line to become defense secretary when Robert Gates retires next month. General Petraeus will take over the CIA from Panetta. And the president explicitly laid out their task today, drawdowns in Iraq and Afghanistan. What do we know about how General Dempsey feels about that? And if you could, in your answer, include the anecdote you share about the box on his desk.
General Dempsey has not spoken at all in public about his views for the Afghanistan drawdown, but certainly he serves at the pleasure of the president. He will give his best advice on how to do that, but he will follow the president's wishes. But I can tell you he's a general who feels very strongly about the value of his soldiers' lives, of course, and he carries their losses very, very deeply. In fact, I was in his office not long ago at the Pentagon, and on his desk, Robin, he has a small carved wooden box, and on it is written the words, "Make it matter." Inside that box are 122 laminated cards, each with a photograph and biographical information of the soldiers that he lost during his first deployment to Iraq. Every morning he comes in, opens the box, looks through them, picks about a half dozen to carry in his pocket that day. Make it matter. Everything he does is to honor the sacrifice of those soldiers and to care for those still in the field.
A very solemn image. But you also give us another one that's created this bond with the troops that he's taught at West Point and elsewhere. He sings, and we have a little bit of General Dempsey's version of New York, New York, delivered in Army dress uniform.
Start spreading the news.
Tom Shanker, Pentagon and National Security Correspondent for The New York Times, thank you so much for letting us know more about him.
Thank you, Rob.
I want to be a part of it.